Triple M Aussie, it's new for Ben Gillies, one foot in front of the other. Now, have you been keeping busy during COVID, Ben? You've been in the studio?
I have been in the studio. I've been working a lot with a producer in Byron Bay by the name of Jordan Power. Lovely gentleman, and we work really well together. So Great. We have had done a couple of sessions during COVID, but that one foot in front of the other was recorded in 2019. It was a bit of a longer process with that track. Like, it was sometimes songs just appear and, you know, you kind of record them, they're finished within a day. But this guy, you know, we had to revisit it a few times before it kind of fully came into focus.
Did you do a Billy Corgan and record everything on the song?
I did initially, but what I find is, say, with my keyboard playing or, you know, my guitar skills, like I kind of reach a bit of a ceiling. And then if I want it to sound a certain way, like, you know, if my skill set doesn't allow for that, then generally I have to go outside of, you know, and find other players to kind of, so the song can be fully realized. But this song, actually Scotty Alpin, who's the music director for The Voice, played the keys on this one. And the drums and bass, they were actually they're all electronic. So that was, yes, me. That's me playing bass on a keyboard.
On a keyboard. You know, with Powderfinger getting back together this year and digging out some old stuff, have you been getting calls and that sort of thing about Silverchair? Because yourself and Powderfinger had similar kind of timings in a way.
Look, I think, you know, there's a lot of people that would really like it if Silverchair was to do something else.
Yeah.
But I think the three of us are just, at the moment, we're just all doing our own thing. And for me anyway, I'm really enjoying just having the freedom to do my own music and not be kind of consumed by the machine that is Silverchair, because it is a big machine. So, but, you know, I don't know. Who knows one day? But at the moment, we're happy doing our own thing.
You're being creative and everyone's appreciating it. I know Silverchair fans would be loving a single. It's good to have you back.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Now, look, if the day comes, it'd be great. But, and like I said before, like you just said, it's just a bigger machine, the Silverchair thing. So I think that's probably why I enjoy doing my own music. You don't have the pressure of big record companies and having to do big shows. But everything's got its place. That's still a lot of fun, you know.
Well, let's hope we can see you doing some live music, because it feels like things are starting to open up, particularly in November with all the gigs happening around the state.
Yeah, man. I'm actually there's a platform called Parler that I'm looking at doing maybe a tour using that platform next year. And what it does is you put out to tender to your fans to have you play at their house.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
So I'm thinking, just as a bit of to test the water, like, you know, sometime in 2021, I'll kick off doing something like that. And then, you know, maybe later in the year, do some festivals or something. But I don't know. Who knows at this stage? I think we're all just kind of winging it.
Hey, Ben, great to see you. And the second single is out. It's One Foot in Front of the Other. It's Ben Gillies. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.